Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. So let's jump into today's episode. I want to talk to you mano a mano, from creator to creator. I want to talk to you about sales. maybe that threw you for a loop, right? We love to talk about, you know, us people who like to create, and we like to create products, and we like to make new things. Selling stuff isn't always so much fun, right? Now, maybe there's one or two of you listening to this out there that love sales, but by and large, it's a learned habit. People have to learn how to do it, and it comes harder for some people than most. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is a formula, a tried, tested, and true formula. It's been used by some of the greatest advertisers for ages. And it makes things, it's used because it always works, number one. And number two, it makes things so damn easy, at least to get the framework, at least to get the basic framework for any ad or sales page or talk that you have to give, anything where you have to generate a lead, where you have to create interest in what you have, where you have to engage and you know, get the attention of your audience, create an interest and a desire, and get people to respond. And let's face it, outside of creating, if people don't know what you've created and what the benefit is for them, it doesn't matter how great it is, it just isn't going to sell. Right? So you have to do a basic, you do yourself a big favor by doing the proper research. We talk about that over at 30dayproductprofit.com. We talk about all the things you can do to be able to research your market, make sure you're focused on our topic that's in demand, understand exactly how people want to receive what the content that you create, and making sure you package it the right way and price it the right way and how you launch that. A lot of that, look, that makes a huge difference. And people stumble in every one of those areas. But at the end of the day, you also have to have a basic framework for how you talk about your product, how you pitch it, how you write about it, whether that's a short format or whether it's a longer form sales page. And the structure. Let me tell you about the formula. You know, it's known in the industry as the feel, felt, found formula. Now, what the heck does that mean? Right? And maybe the best way for me to share this with you, and I've used this many times in writing my sales pages, my landing pages, even crafting talks and pitches, and even developing short form social networking ads and posts. And it makes so much sense from a psychology point of view when I explain this to you. But let me start by giving you an example so you understand what it means, what the feel, felt, found formula means. Okay, so let me just read this to you and think about this as a product that helps solve someone's stressed out, anxious feeling, right? It could be that it solves money problems. It could be it solves health problems, could be stress, etc. But let me have in the back of your mind that this is that we have a product to pitch here that helps them in some way, shape, or form overcome a stress and anxiety issue. Okay, so we start off by saying, are you feeling beat up, tired, on the edge, without control over your emotions, on your last straw, right? So there's the feel part of it. What you're doing is you're relating to a feeling, an emotional feeling that people are, you know, are feeling right now, your target audience. And then you go into the felt part of the equation. When I worked a job I hated, 12-hour days, I felt like a fish out of water. Gasping for air, always anxious, right? Never being able to get over that fear. Like I was running from a big grizzly bear whose breath was on my back. So that's the felt piece. And what that is doing is building on their feeling to share a story from your own past that you felt the same way that they feel right now. So you're putting yourself into the position, the emotional thought position that they're in right now. And then we go on to found. And here's the paragraph that I would write around that. just when I was about to give up, when that bear's hot breath was on my back, the blood had drained from my legs. I couldn't run another step. I stumbled into a bright light. At first, I thought I was dead. I thought it was over. But really, what I had found is a brand new solution to the problem I was experiencing. I found a way out of that 12-hour job. I found a way to deal with all the stress. And let me tell you about that. Okay? So that's the feel, felt, found structure. And it's incredibly important. Look, I want to tell you a story. When I first wrote my very first sales letter for my first ebook, I had wrote it starting with the benefits. I jumped right in to tell people about the benefits of the ebook before I had written any of that hook around feel, felt, found. And I have to say, on testing, and I sent some test traffic from a couple of affiliates that would send me thousands of hits of traffic. And I found it converted at like less than 1%. I got a few sales, but that was all. And I wondered, are people not wanting this? You know, and I had spent a lot of time on that product and I had spent a lot of time testing the topic. So I knew it should sell better than that. So I went to a mentor on the copywriting side and I spoke to him and we went through the copy and he actually talked to me about, you're not engaging in the first few paragraphs. You're not engaging with the audience. You're not getting into the mindset of the audience. You're not bringing up how that audience is feeling and reminding them of the spot they're in. See, you might get a person that's looking through the web. You may get somebody that's urgently looking for a solution to their problem and it's top of mind. And those are the people that probably buy just about no matter what you have on the page. But for a lot of your audience, they may come at it a little bit sideways with another thought in their mind, or maybe they haven't thought about the extent of their problem. They haven't felt that anxiety, that fear, that stress right at that moment. So what you're doing is you're rekindling that. You're replaying it in their mind, and then you're relating to them as if you're going through the exact same thing. And then you talk to them about what is the way that you found as a solution out. And I have to tell you, that was more powerful when I redid, and it was simply a matter of writing three paragraphs, just like the three paragraphs I read to you right now. That conversion went up by a factor of 10. I mean, I was over 3% conversions at that point, even over 5% on warm traffic, on affiliate related traffic, 3% on cold traffic. It was amazing. And it was only those three paragraphs. I had changed nothing else about the sales page. And so it's incredibly important that you use a formula like that. But not only that, it makes it easier for us who are more intuitive as creators, and we like to just build products. It gives you a formula to write a sales letter. I mean, you can do that feel, felt, found, then list the benefits. Go through the pages of your product or the modules of your course or the sections of your coaching program and just highlight four or five of the major benefits that people will get as they go through your program and link it to a specific part of your course and or your coaching program. And then sum up with a guarantee and maybe a couple of testimonials. And that is your sales letter. That is your pitch. That is as strong as anything. That's the basic of selling your product. It's the basis for any verbal pitch, of any written pitch, of any ads that you will do, of any giveaways related, you know, landing pages if you have a giveaway around the product that you're selling. So use the feel, felt, found strategy. It will make life easier for you. I guarantee it will improve your conversions if you do it right. And really get into the place of your customer. The other thing that's important about this is not just the formula, but that you're using imagery, experiences, and descriptions that your market relates to, and even exaggerate those a little bit, right? Go right into the emotions, and at the worst possible moment, what would their feelings be? How would they feel? How would you have felt as you went through that same struggle? And elaborate on how much better and how much light you saw once you found the solution to your problem. And of course, the solution should be related to your product. Okay. Hope that was useful for you today. We'll be back at you with another edition later this week. We'll be traveling this week. I'm going to be over in Czech, in Prague, in the beautiful city of Prague, doing some business. And then we'll be back at you, if not later this week, for sure early the next week. And I'll have some things to talk about from that trip as well. So hope you guys have an awesome day. Keep up the good work, and we'll be back at you very soon. Bye-bye for now.